morning, everyone, and welcome to the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. It is Monday, May the 5th, 2003. At this time, I'm going to open a public hearing, a work session later when we get a quorum. And at this time, I will be opening this public hearing on the Housing Community Services Federal Grant Application as a subcommittee. And with the tap of the gavel, we'll be opening the public hearing. Are you going to give us a report? Or?
Sure, I can give you
a
real brief summary, and then apparently there's some housing folks here to talk about it. This is a federal grant application. As you know, statute requires agencies prior to applying for federal grants to get legislative approval. There is an exception to that. Sometimes agencies are notified of these grants in sufficient time to get that federal approval before the application is due, and this is the case in this grant. It is from the U.S. Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications and Information Administration Division. The agency became aware of it, I believe, on April 18th, and the grant application was due on the 23rd, and so they made the application for the grant, submitted a letter to the co-chairs of Ways and Means, notified them of their intent to apply for the grant, and then went through the process of receiving legislative approval, and that's why they're here today.
Okay. Is Satish going to tell us about it from that perspective?
I think housing is going to talk a little bit about the grant.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and member of the committee. For the record, I'm Rick Krager. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for Oregon Housing Community Services. I apologize, Mr. Repine was unable to attend this morning. Multiple tasking here, so he has asked me to present to you this morning our request to apply for a federal grant. As Rick indicated, the department requests retroactive approval to apply for a two-year grant from the Department of Commerce of $485,734 from the Technology Opportunities Program. The Technology Opportunities Program is a federal program that supports the position that new technologies and the deployment of high-speed networks are crucial to promoting America's economic growth and our nation's social well-being. The request is retroactive due to the fact the department was made aware of the opportunity only 5 business days prior to the application due date of April 24th. As Rick indicated, per his instruction, letter intent was sent to the co-chairs of Ways and Means on April 21st. And I have provided you a little summarization of our request, and on the back I put the copy of the request that we sent to the co-chairs just for your information. The original request was approval to apply for $700,000 over 3 years. However, after additional evaluation of the grant and analysis of the department need, it was determined that the amount that was necessary was $485,734 over 2 years. If awarded, the primary purpose of these funds will be to support OPIS. OPIS is a statewide web-based network that is being developed by OHCS and its partners to directly link low-income Oregonians and their social service intake workers to the crucial services available in their area. OPIS will combine customized and off-the-shelf software to allow clients a point-of-entry analysis on the services they qualify for, giving them access to multiple assistance from their one-time application. Currently, clients are required to complete multiple forms, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, is quite cumbersome. OPIS will provide improved statewide access to over 300 partners who serve approximately 303,000 clients in both urban and rural areas. The federal grant will be utilized to increase the department's ability to complete OPIS. Its primary purpose will be used to provide OHCS with limited duration staffing support for training and technical assistance, provide standard computer configurations and equipment purchases, provide basic system upgrades such as telephone, fax, and email capabilities. And I should mention this is all for the communities, specifically to the communities. This application, I also want to mention that there is a matching requirement for these, although this is the match is 50% of the project itself, and those are built into OHS's current 2003-2005 budget request. In addition, the federal matching matching requirement can be both federal and other funded monies. It's not relying on the general fund. I do also want to mention that I did not my communications with the Department of Administrative Services, I don't believe that's built in part of his analysis, but him and I have had discussions about this afterwards, so I apologize for not having that directly communicated to him. This application represents one of the agency's strategic initiatives to actively seek other and federal grant opportunities that support agency's long-term goals and objectives. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, the department recognizes that there's current lot of pressure on the state general fund, so we are actively looking for any of the opportunities in which it helps us enhance our abilities within and helping the communities and completing our OPUS projects. Open to any questions that you might have. I should mention Linda Hammond, our program manager, who is part of the community services section here with us today, and she's also has works very directly with all this and is also actually the author of this grant, so she can answer any questions you might have.
Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you provide some insight as to how the state, the various agencies are, how would I say, comprehensively looking at IT systems in terms of uniformity? And the impression I get is that there are a lot of activities going on that are not particularly connected. Would this be a part of a comprehensive IT strategy within the state, or is it kind of out here soloing?
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, this is specifically with our partners, our community action agencies that we have that have a variety of different programs, housing programs, food programs, homeless programs. So it's right now there is various applications and systems that work and work together to accommodate this. This will be bringing all those together. And I believe Linda wants to add something to that as well.
Mr. Chair and Senator Morris, we are also working with all the other agencies within the state. We're looking at using an Oracle database, which is the statewide database which DHS and the other agencies are looking at, so that we can ensure that we don't have duplication of entry and that we can share information between the various agencies based on allowability as to security and confidentiality. But yes, we are, our top level IS folks are meeting with the other agencies to ensure that wherever we can combine and ensure that we're creating a one response as a state, we're actively pursuing that.
Follow up.
And then this would be consistent with the direction that the state is moving.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you kind of give me a kind of ground view? What type of state workers, what type of community workers would use this, and what type of information would they be able to get?
excuse me, Mr. Chair, Representative Hanson. This is actually an application that nonprofit organizations as well as state workers, so it will be from the level of the Salvation Army intake person and the actual applicant sitting down together and completing base information, and then as they go through this process, it will define what services are available to that person. So it's used on every level in local communities right down to the front end user. It's a no wrong door process, so that and we are working with our partners directly. They are driving this process. We have representatives from our local community organizations sitting on the advisory committee for this. So it is usable within the restraints of confidentiality by the direct program people, the people who will actually provide the services.
Okay, so someone could go to Salvation Army.
Yes.
Sit down with one of their caseworkers, and the program would show that they would be eligible for food stamps, employment-related daycare And then they'd be sent to those agencies to apply?
Senator George, Representative Hansen, right now our programs do not include food stamps and employment, but that is where the database of Oracle would combine. What they would be able to tell when they went in there, they would be able to tell whether they had housing-related services available to them, utility-related, so energy assistance, food boxes, and rental assistance. There are some childcare funding opportunities for them as well. And as we continue to develop this in partnership with the other state agencies, we anticipate that those other opportunities will come on board as we widen the net and incorporate the other services.
Have you prepared a list of where we might find this equipment? I mean, we mentioned Salvation Army. Give us some examples of where this might be available.
Chairman, yes, we do have on our website. It is you have the opportunity to go and look at the services that are available through our agencies, and you can live link then to our partners in the local communities and their subgrantees, and that will direct you to within the community network where this program will first be activated. But you can go. Our partners range from faith-based organizations, local community action agencies, domestic violence shelters, and childcare services. We have a lot of. It's specific to where the community already goes for services within their community. If the senior center is the location for the services, that's where they will be able to access these services.
So if a person was in the library and typed in your website, it would tell them what locations that they could actually get the service, in other words, a computer link, or could they do it from a library?
Chairperson George, right now it would tell them where to go in their community to find these services. There is another tool that's being developed where they can put in their criteria and find out what services are available to them. And we are looking as we go through the process to incorporate something like that into the process. We are being extremely sensitive to ensuring that what we develop works. And it was easy to move into providing everything, and we really have tried to hone in on what we do best, which is housing, and finish that piece and then move forward.
Very good. Any further questions? Satish, are you going to...
Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, Satish Upadhyay with the Department of Administrative Services, we recommend that you approve this request.
Okay. Now, it's my assumption there will be no general fund dollars that are going to be going in for the match. There will be other funds. Okay.
That is true, Mr. Chair. All the matching dollars will be coming out of the agency's existing budget.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll add, and those are our federal and other fund resources.
Federal. Senator Duke.
Why is this a retroactive application?
Senator Duke and Mr. Chair, we understood that we applied for this last year and we did not have an opportunity to apply again this year. I was informed late in April that, yes, indeed, we did put forward a good application that needed some simple changes to it that would be acceptable. But they did not inform me until 5 days before the application was due. So it was a case of I went to the leadership and asked permission to do that, and immediately we put forward the request.
But you'd applied for the same thing last year?
Yes. And we'd come forward and received permission to apply last year. And our understanding was that we could not apply again this year. And they informed me, indeed, we could.
Very good. Any further questions? Well, I'm going to go ahead since we have a quorum here, and we were operating as a subcommittee of the subcommittee, and at this time I'll open in which we'll go straight to work session. Right? Yeah. During a work session for the purpose of hearing Housing Community Services federal grant application, tap the gavel will be open as the full committee. Senator Carter.
So moving the federal grant application for housing.
Senator Carter has moved that we accept the federal grant application. Is there any further discussion? Well, this is easy. You want to vote, or should we just do it without objection? Without objection, then let's do it that way. Ooh. Thank you, guys. Yes, we better do that. And we will be adjourning the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development on May 5th, 2003. Thank you.